It is Dane here with you. Hi, atop Chicago in the Skyline studio, and excited to be in here on a great day, a beautiful day for the Pride Parade. And so many of our WGN, both radio and television personalities, are going to be on that. I'll be in for Dean for the duration of this until 1 p.m. And we're going to talk a little bit of fun, a little bit of fast, certainly some food as well. So coming up on the broadcast, we are going to have Jesse Awuji. He is an Xfinity driver owner with Emmitt Smith, NFL great, coming up with some things tied into University of Chicago for the street race Westmont Cruise Night. All those cars coming out for one of the biggest preeminent car cruises in the Chicagoland area. Then, you know, this was just here, and I don't know, Patrick Hennessy is our producer. I don't know if he's a wrestling fan, but Athena is going to join us. She is an AEW wrestler, one of the greats over there. Then Nashville Speedway GM Tim Greach is going to join us. Dave is going to do this, so just get ready. Dave Schwann for a far-flung, an additional, a double play of far-flung. Let's play two. Tim Muldoon from Bub City with barbecue, Windy City Smokeout, and all that action coming up on the barbecue side for racing. And we're going to talk a little El Bandito, Yankee Tequila as well. But right now, in a city known for its food, excited to have on really the dean of network TV food personalities, a best-selling author, Pizza City USA, and he's the winner of actually it's like 13 James Beard Awards, the one and only Steve Dolinsky. Steve, welcome to WGN.
Thanks for that lead-in, Dane. Appreciate it. And it was 13, by the way.
That's what I said. Yes, I corrected it with 13. It was four, like, two, I don't know, 20 years ago or something. Do you have, and people have asked me, because sometimes, you know, you would, at events or certainly beard events, you may wear it. Do you choose which one? Do you say, oh, yes, here's the, I'm going to wear the vintage, you know, 2011 beard award? Or do you keep it current? And then where's the trophy case? Or do you just have them in the sock drawer?
So it's bad form to wear a beard award from a previous year's event. So they're all behind glass in the office. But yeah, I would never want to break out like the 2006 beard award when they're showing a new version these days.
I didn't know if there was like vintages. You don't like wines. Like, oh, this was a classic, right? This is a really great one. And as identified as you are with Chicago, you do a ton of travel. And for me personally, as I travel covering a lot of things, every time I go someplace, it makes me really appreciate Chicago more. But you just came back, what was it, from Denmark?
Yeah. Well, since, you know, we're empty nesters now, it's much easier to travel around the world. And so I'm taking following my wife to a conference in Helsinki, and so we met my daughter in Copenhagen because she lives in Amsterdam. So we did some eating in Copenhagen and had some s'more broad, and then we went to Helsinki and I had some Karelian pies. And, you know, as a food reporter, I love exploring new places and new things, and to be able to experience things I've never had before. I mean, I've been covering food professionally for almost 30 years, and yet when I went to Finland, I never had something called vorschmak or the Karelian pie. So I'm always interested to see what, you know, sort of perks up my ears and my nose and my mouth.
Now, do you feel that's more, or maybe one of the underserved parts of Steve Dolinsky, is that all of that traveling that you've done? Of course, you had a beard-winning podcast with Rick Bayless where you talked about a lot of different foods and a lot of the travel. But people do, and of course, appropriately so, identify you so much with Chicago.
Yeah, that is tricky, right? Because, you know, I've been in Chicago for so long. I've been covering food since 95 there. But having the ability to travel, I mean, I just think so much of what I do in Chicago is based on travel experiences. You can't really speak with authoritative sort of expertise about Pad Thai unless you've been to Bangkok. And, you know, and it goes that way with every type of cuisine. And so whenever I'm traveling, you know, if I'm in Colombia or if I'm in, you know, Northern Europe, I mean, I'm looking for those dishes that we might have in Chicago. Great example is, you know, we've got some Turkish restaurants in Chicago, not a ton, but there's a great one called Cafe Istanbul in Wicker Park, and they've got a particular dish there called Chag Kebab, which I had seen in Istanbul a couple of years ago, and I was just there a few months ago, and so I decided I'm going to bring my equipment with me, and I'm shooting a story on Chag Kebab and kind of where it comes from, and then localizing it by going back to that restaurant in Wicker Park, talking about, you know, how they do it. And so I learned so much about these dishes just by virtue of travel. And so I think, you know, as I get older now and just continue to have more time to travel, I'm going to keep doing that, but bringing it back for a Chicago audience.
How cool is that, right? And as you are learning more and kind of adding to your experience repertoire, you're always carrying the torch of Chicago and its indigenous delicacy, which is pizza, right? So you have that and you're bringing that as that great ambassador around the world. And so much so that you wrote the book, Pizza City USA, the best-selling book You kind of took all of those arguments and conversations and discussions about, okay, well, we realize we all love pizza and it's all different kinds and incarnations, but like, well, what's the best and where do you go? And you've done that. Talk about the book and just how, you know, as a guy who's known pizza, loved pizza forever, but since writing that book, it's kind of just kind of pinpointed you as that physical embodiment of really what it is.
Yeah, I mean, the most recent book was The Ultimate Chicago Pizza Guide. That was kind of building on the Pizza City book from five, six years ago. But Ultimate Chicago Pizza Guide really is kind of this view of the city right now, 2020, 2021. It was written just coming out of the pandemic. And all this sort of the explosion of pizza styles we've had. A lot of talented chefs, as you know, could not operate their restaurants. Like Oriole's a good example, a Michelin star restaurant. Noah Sandoval was closed, so he partners with his business partners over at Empty Bottle, and they create pizza-friendly pizza. This is a Sicilian-style pizza, which we rarely see in Chicago. Now, we've got lots of Italian bakery-style pizzas at places like D'Amato's and Sicilian Bakery, but we don't have a lot of classic New York Sicilian-style pizzas, a little bit thicker, a little bit heftier, but done in a square rectangular pan. And so I was curious to find all these unique styles that have been cropping up in and around Chicago. And it's just so interesting when you see places around the country, for example, that say they do Chicago deep dish. Now, we did a pizza festival in L.A. We'll talk about that later. But, you know, I was in Long Beach, and there are a couple of pizza places there claiming to do Chicago-style pizza. And my wife and I just laughed. I mean, nothing to do with the Chicago style, not even close to lose.
The word claiming.
Right. Yeah, claiming, you know, but they say like so-and-so of Chicago or Chicago style, but they're not because they don't have the ecosystem that we do. And so, again, I love coming as an expert from Chicago to these other places, whether it's in the country or around the world, when they say Chicago style, they're usually wrong, but it makes me feel so proud of, you know, what we have in our city. But the book, The Ultimate Chicago Pizza Guide, really is a way to kind of, it's not about saying this is the best, because I don't like saying this is number one or this is number two, but I want to say, like, if you're interested in this style of pizza, these are five or six or seven places you need to check out.
And I don't think it's as polarizing as, like, although people do come out of the woodwork with their, like, you got to try this and this one's best, but I don't think it's you know, wholly negative against the other. It's not like Bears, Packers, or Cubs, Sox, where people are angry against the others, and you have that opportunity to go ahead and try all those. But one of the things with the book, there's only so much you can do with a book. You can inspire, you can inform, you can educate, right? But there's no substitute for being there. So talk a little bit about the tours where you said, where people are like, I love this, I want to try this, but I want a guide along with, or someone to be able to kind of share and do that sort of, if you look to your left, kind of tour situation. How did that start, the idea for it?
Yeah, because I realize that people are really stuck in their ways in Chicago, and they have what I call peak syndrome, pizza I grew up eating syndrome. And so you do get into arguments. You know, my good friend Ben Bradley from WGN, you know, proud son of Homewood Flossmore, his favorite pizza, you know, guess, it's Aurelio's, because that's the pride of Homewood and Flossmore.
Sure.
And you can't convince him and his brethren otherwise. And so I come in as an outsider, you know, without those, without that pizza cognition theory of, you know, the pig syndrome growing up with that. And I say, well, you know, Aurelio's is a fine pizza, but I don't think it's the best pizza in the world. But that's what people who grew up with, whether it's Armand's on the west side or Barnaby's in Northbrook, or, you know, on and on it goes.
Yep.
So I wanted to, as an outsider, but who's lived in Chicago for 30 years, say, you know what, I want to show you three or four different styles of pizza. And they're not going to be the ones down on Michigan Avenue necessarily, or they might, depending on, you know, what I think of the quality and the crust and the ratio, and the OBR, optimal bite ratio, is a big term I use. You know, I don't want to have an experience where you're eating just dough or just cheese. I want every bite to be crushed cheese sauce topping. And so I said, let's put together a tour sort of based on what a reporter would do. And that way we see a deep pan, we see a tavern style, we see a Detroit style. You know, you really get to analyze these different styles and taste all within 2 or 3 hours what the differences are. And that's kind of how the tour started. And we just started our sixth season now. So it's been really, we have four tours every weekend, three by foot and one by bus.
And see, before we go to the break, I wanted to just get your thoughts as someone who, along with myself over the last like maybe 15, 20, just been covering this and just seeing sort of that transformation from that whole philosophy, like the pizza I grew up with, or it's not broke, don't fix it, where people would just, they would have a beer that they drank. They drank Budweiser, or they drank Michelob or Heineken or whatever it was. And sort of alongside sort of the craft beer movement, right, where people said, well, if you like this, if you like beer, if you like pizza, you should try them all. And you're seeing that where there's this curiosity built into it.
That's a great example. Yeah, everybody in Chicago, you know, unless you grew up next to a Lou Malnati's, probably grew up on something thin, tavern-style, square-cut, thin and crispy, sauce and cheese edge-to-edge. Now, a place like John's Pizzeria just closed in Bucktown for 60-some years. They were doing an old-school style. But, you know, I always say that there are places like, you know, Pete's and Phil's and, you know, these old-school 1950s tavern-style places. And just because a place has been around for 40, 50, 60 years doesn't mean it's still the best. And that's what I want to get people away from. There are other people coming on the scene who've learned about dough techniques, who've learned about fermentation, who've learned about curing dough. And those are the people that I think are pushing it forward a little bit. And that made me a third wave of pizza in Chicago. And so I've seen it happen with Sicilian, and I've seen it happen with tavern style. Like Kim's uncle in Westmont does an amazing tavern style pie in an old Fald's antique oven that's as good as anything anywhere, anytime. But it's in Westmont, you know, sleepy little, you know, suburban town. And I feel like people should, you know, you got to go try that pizza just as much as you need to go to Aurelio's.
Yeah, but just knowing about it is what it is. And that's what Steve Dolinsky is doing. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk not only about the tours and the book, but the festival, right, where you can get in there. You can get all that information. It's all about learning more about what to eat and what's good and all of that. Steve Dolinsky has it all. So keep it here. We'll be right back. It's Dane on 720 WGN. The best in the business when it comes to food and news and TV, longtime Hungry Hound. He is the food guy on NBC, author, a tour guide. He's a renaissance man. He's the one and only Steve Dolinsky. Steve, welcome back.
Thanks for having me again. Appreciate it.
So here's the thing is with all of this positive, because you did this, started this because you knew obviously a love affair and a connection with pizza for yourself and obviously lots of fans. So many questions, I'm sure, over the years come into you. I'm going to write a book. I'm going to document this big success. So much attention for it. People wanted the tours. And now talk a little bit about this. I love the fact that you're around the country educating, maybe setting the record straight in some places on the world of pizza. And of course, there's going to be one here in Chicago. Talk about the fest.
Yeah, the Pizza City Fest, and by the way, more information is at pizzacityfest.com. We started it in Chicago because, just like we started the tours, we want to educate people and sort of set the record straight. You know, Chicago is not just stuffed pizza. There's so much more than that. We brought it to Los Angeles this past spring. We had, again, 4,000 people came over 2 days because we wanted to tell people that L.A. pizza is actually good. It's not just a joke. It's not a punchline. And because we curated it from, you know, Santa Barbara down to San Diego, it's a wide area. And so back in Chicago now, end of August, August 26th, 27th, it's going to be at the Salt Shed. It's a great new music venue right on the Chicago River at Division and Elston. We're going to have 40 pizza makers over 2 days, so 20 pizza makers each day. The key with this, Dane, is that everything is baked live in front of you. So wow. There is no bringing a pizza and sort of keeping it under heat lamps. We have these giant Pizza Master ovens. They're from Wheeling, actually. They drive them down from Wheeling. We've got two people on each oven because each oven has two decks. And so each oven is a style. Because I feel like Chicago is a city of multiple pizza styles. And so, like, for example, each day there's one oven with two deep dishes, and that's it. And there's another oven with two Sicilians, and that's all the Sicilians for the day. And tavern and Roman and artisan and Neapolitan, and on we go. So it's really a chance to see all these different styles. Your general admission ticket, you get 10 different slices. You get admission to the classes. We're flying in some of the biggest pizza names in the country to talk about dough, how to make great pizza at home, whether it's in a pan or launched directly onto a pizza stone in your oven. We're going to have a cool panel on the sort of the third wave deep dish, guys like George's Deep Dish and Edgewater and Millie's Pizza in the Pan, using really different techniques to make great deep pan pizzas. We're going to have a Legends of Tavern Style with the owner of Vito and Nick's on that panel and the guys from Home Run Inn and Palermo's 95th. So education, appreciation, understanding the local pizza scene. And it really is about 96% from the city. I've only got one or two from the suburbs. So it's really a Chicago pizza fest.
I mean, you think about this. Is it where people are curious about things that they already know and they're excited about it, want to try it, or meet some of the people that make some of their favorite pizzas? And then, Steve, is there some things that you're like, hey, you don't know anything yet, because you're always exploring and tasting and finding out new things too? Like, wait till you try this. I mean, I remember a million years ago, you know, trying the pizza at Spaconopoli, and it was something that I was like, oh my gosh, this is totally different than a lot of the things that I've had, and I absolutely love it. Are there any of those kind of discoverable moments in here too?
Oh, for sure. Yeah. And speaking of Spaconopoli, that style, that Neapolitan style, Lantern Pizza Company out of Downers Grove is a new one this year. And I did a story on them last year for NBC and really liked what they were doing. It's a family-run operation. The owner, the chef, is a former McDonald's corporate chef, really understands the business and sort of the back of the house. And he's making his own mozzarella. Very few people make their own mozzarella in Chicago.
Wow.
But they do this sort of high-heat, sort of neo-Neapolitan pizza. That's going to be an interesting one. I mentioned pizza-friendly pizza. You know, very hard to find a Sicilian pizza like that with the 4 to 5 day fermentation anywhere in Chicagoland. And so that's going to be there one of the days as well. There are going to be a lot of discoverable moments, I think. People are going to see some old familiar ones. You know, yes, Vito and Nick's.
Yep.
Hey, if you have never been to the corner of 84th and Pulaski, yeah, you're going to get a chance to try their pizza made fresh in front of you. They bring the dough sheeter. They press it out. They bake it right there for you. You're going to get home run in if you want. You can get Lou Malnati's if you want. But yeah, you're going to have some of the small, interesting places. Like, I'm not sure if a lot of people have been to Alavita, which is a restaurant in the West Loop. They happen to have really good artisan pizza. You know, there's a place, Middlebrow Bungalow in Logan Square. I'm sure a lot of your listeners have never been there, but they do a fantastic artisan style pizza that I think is really unique. And so it's a chance to see 20 different pizzerias. The cool thing is if you go with a friend, you can each get 10 samples, right? So you can have 20 samples between the two of you. That's what I thought would be a great way to conquer this whole event with two people.
Yeah, you just got to have a strategy. Go out there, get a friend, get in there and get some pizza. So, Steve, where can people get more information? We'll, of course, have links up at WGNradio.com. But where can people get more information, not only on the fest, but all the books and everything? And then I know someone did call in and wanted to get a restate on that Westmont pizza place, where that was. Where can they go?
Sure. So the best place for the tours is pizzacityusa.com. And there's information about my books. You can order the book there. You can check out the podcast, take a tour, pizzacityusa.com. The festival is pizzacityfest.com. You'll just click on Chicago, obviously. And then the place in Westmont is called Kim's Uncle. And it's right downtown in Westmont. It used to be called Uncle Pete's. Now it's called Kim's Uncle. It's the guys from Eat Free Pizza and Pizza Fried Chicken Ice Cream. They've opened up out there.
Oh, man. Okay, so we have it all. Well, Steve, I appreciate it. We want to get you back to all the work, planning all of that action, all that pizza awesomeness. But thanks so much for what you do. Where can people see you on NBC?
NBC5 every Thursday night at 10 o'clock. You got to check out the food guy. I'll be on again next Thursday with a great new place.
And then click it back to WGN. But thanks, Steve, for everything. Again, we'll have links up. Appreciate it. Have a great rest of your weekend.
Thanks so much, Dane. Take care.
All right. We are going to take a break. And when we come back, University of Chicago, you think of as an elite institute of higher learning. It is. But it also is going to be one of the fastest things happening coming up for the Xfinity race for NASCAR Street Race Weekend. We're going to have Jesse Awuji. He is an inspirational leader of that team, driver, NASCAR personality. He is a Naval Academy guy as well. So a lot going on with Jesse on the inspirational side. And we're going to have him on right after this break. So keep it here. It's Dane on 720 WGN.